9:04 in the morning, and we are happy to have this guy with us right now, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. Good morning, sir. How you making out? Okay?
Hey, good morning. We're good. Thanks for having me.
Good. You got it now. Okay, so let's see. We're looking good. One COVID positive in Ulster County hospitals, 113 active cases in the county. That's good. However, always got to be a but. You say the scientific models say the second wave is coming. Pretty much convinced of that. Am I right?
So what all the health experts say and agree on is that it's inevitable that we will have some resurgence of COVID until we have a vaccine, that we'll sort of have this up and down, back and forth, almost roller coaster dynamic, which no one really wants to be in, obviously, but we can control how significant that resurgence is by continuing to, at the individual level, wear masks, maintain distance, wash hands, do all those things. And then at the county level, we have our rapid response plan in place, which we've now exercised multiple times. As we do have a small cluster emerge, we quickly detect it, we isolate it, and contain it. And that has been working very well. So I think we're in good shape, but we just have to recognize this is a really sort of a back-and-forth fight with...
Right. And I was watching your town hall the other day. You were saying that... Ulster County residents can now be tested anytime they would like to be, which is a good idea, correct?
Yeah, so this is Get Tested, Ulster County Get Tested Week. Yeah. We're really encouraging wide testing, even if you don't have symptoms or even think you were exposed. At this point, we know there are positive asymptomatic folks that might be back at work or out and about, and this will help us detect where we're at with the virus and contain it. It is relatively easy and painless. Everyone is eligible in New York State. So please, we have all the information about the different testing sites and all the procedures there right on our website, ulstercountyny.gov, or you can call our Recovery Service Center line, 845-443-8888, and they can talk you through that process.
All right. We're talking to Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. You got two new programs as part of Project Resilience Plan. Tell me about that. Pretty excited about that?
Yeah, I mean, we know how much pressure our businesses are under right now and have been, and it's continuing to grow. So we want to roll out as much support as we can. Yesterday, I announced a $2 million fund for small business loans, especially focused on women-owned and minority-owned businesses, but eligible. Everyone is eligible. Very low interest and very flexible. So those are through our Economic Development Alliance, and all the details there are also on our website. I encourage folks to reach out quickly because I think that pool will, given the need, will not probably be around for too long. And then we also had our IDA, our Industrial Development Agency, rolled out a great program to help businesses with grants. So not even loans, but just grant money. Up to $5,000 to buy PPE for your business. So I want to thank the leadership of our IDA for putting that great program together. So we really want to support our small businesses here, which are 90% plus of our economy in the county and in the Hudson Valley region.
Very nice. Looks good. You've got another town hall tomorrow afternoon. This is going to be at 2 o'clock. And you can check that out as well. And you're going to continue these conferences until the end of this whole thing. So hopefully it won't. Hopefully sooner rather than later, sir. You know what I mean?
Hopefully sooner rather than later. We got very encouraging news on some progress on vaccine trials that are going on, at the national level. So that is really our long-term path out of this, so we're encouraged by the great work of lots of scientists around the world, but especially in the U.S.
Yeah.
But until then, we have to, I think it's so critical that I keep everybody informed and we keep everybody informed. That's how New York has had obviously a tough initial go, but when we see what's happening nationally now, we're really hanging in there and keeping this in check, and I think a lot of that is because our residents are informed and empowered to be part of that.
Boy, is that for sure. You got that right. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, appreciate the time. Thank you very much. Let us chat again next week if that's all right with you, sir.
I look forward to it. Thank you.